Shalom, welcome to Tehillim Yomi. Today we learned Psalm 119, letters Kuf and Resh. Karot, karati b'chol lev, aneni Adonai chukecha etzora. I cry with my whole heart, answer me, O Lord, I will keep your statutes. Kraticha hoshieni v'shmera edutecha, I cry to you, save me, and I shall keep your testimonies. Kidamti b'nefesh v'yashaveya lidvarcha yichalti. I rise before dawn and I cry out, my hope is for your word. Kidmu einaya shmorot l'siach b'imratecha. Arise before dawn. I'm sorry, my eyes open before the watches of the night that I may meditate on your saying. Koli shimach kichazdecha Adonai kimishvatecha chayeni. Hear my voice according to your loving kindness. O Lord, revive me according to your judgment. Karvu rodfei zima mitaretcha rachaku. Those who follow after mischief draw near there from your Torah. Karov ata Adonai b'chol mitzvotecha emet. Kedem yedati mi'edotecha kil olam yisadatam. You are near, O Lord, all your commandments are truth. Concerning your testimonies, I have known of old that you have founded them forever. Twice he calls out to God, in 145 and 146, and twice he uses the word karov, in verses 150 and 151. But three times he refers to calling out early to God, kedem, 147, 148, 152. The section clearly focuses on his call, but notice that he calls out to God even before the dawn, even before the night watch, knowing of God's laws and testimonies from early times. He also mentions his closeness to God, yet those who reject and scorn God draw near to him as they stray further from the Torah. Malbim notes that the wicked are usually quite disparate in their desires and proclivities. But what unites them is the rejection of God and Torah. Thus, he who seeks to learn and live by the laws of wisdom of Torah should, of course, be brought close to God and away from the evil ones. In verse 151, in contrast to the wicked who go further away from God, you, God, are indeed very close. Malam sees this as a diatribe against those who say that God has nothing to do with this world, not governing it daily. The opposite is true. You, God, are in constant dialogue with the world, and your mitzvot are the means with which you have that close connection. Meiri adds three words to the statement, Karov ata Hashem, God, you are close. He adds, L'chol asher yikra'ucha, to all who call out to you. He is channeling Psalm 145, where the verse there reads, Karov Hashem l'chol karav l'chol asher yikru ve'emet. God is close to all who call out to him in truth. Meiri is adding the element of God's closeness as dependent on the calling out to him. This fits in nicely with the section which focuses on calling and closeness together. Resh. Re'ei ani v'chaltzeni ki toratcha lo shachachti. Consider my affliction and save me, for I do not forget your Torah. Riva rivi goaleni li'imratcha chayeni. Plead my cause and save me. Give me life according to your word. Rechog mirshaim yeshua ki chukecha lo darashu. Salvation is far from the wicked, for they do not seek your statutes. Rechamecha rabim Adonai ki mishpatecha chayeni. Great is your compassion. Life according to your justice. Rabim Rod 5, Itzarai Me'adotecha Lo Natiti. Great, many are your persecutors and my enemies, my persecutors and enemies, yet I do not swerve from your testimonies. Ra'iti Bogdim Ve'et Kotuta Asher Imretcha Lo Shamaru Re'ep Kipudotecha Ohafti Adonai Kechastachecha Eini Rosh V'achar Emet U'Lalam Kol Mishpatetecha. Another verse on Rosh Hashanah recited. Consider how I love your precepts. Revive me, O Lord, according to your loving kindness. The sum of your word is truth, and every one of your righteous judgments endures forever. The entire section speaks of God's praise while asking God to help him against his enemies. He's suffering, in battle, being chased, and fighting. He asks God for salvation. He begins with verse 153, with Re'ei Oni, look upon my suffering. He begins the next verse with Riva Rivi, fight my battles, and continues with the word Uge Aleni, and redeem me. I have no doubt that the seventh blessing of Shemona Esrei is taken from these verses. Consider Re'ei Oni v'chaltzeini ki toretcha lo shachachti, Riva Rivi Uge Aleni li'imretcha chayeni. Now consider the bracha in Shemona Esrei, Re'ei v'anyenu, the Riva Rivenu, Uge'alenu Mehira Lamad Shmecha, Ki Goel Chazakata, Rechata Hashem Goel Yisrael. Geula is a response to a physical experience of trauma and pain. Asking God for redemption from pain And suffering in the prayer focuses on the battles and on the intense salvation. Psalms connects it, as we have come to learn, to the Torah, God's words, which gives light and strength. Verse 155, Malbim has an interesting take on the verse, which speaks of the salvation being far from the wicked, because chukecha lo darashu, they did not seek God's chukim. Malbim explains that this refers to the difference between rational mitzvot, which wicked people are willing to fulfill, as opposed to irrational mitzvot, or mitzvot which have no readily available reasoning, which the psalmist observes as well. It is because those evil people are only willing to follow their minds and observe the mitzvot, they understand that their salvation is far from them, says Malbim. I, on the other hand, seek your chukim, says the psalmist. And therefore, in the following verse, Rachamecha Harabim, your great compassion will give me life. The final verses of this section repeat his contention that his love for mitzvot, engagement in precepts, and willingness to follow even chukim are the reason why he is giving life of meaning, the closest to God of purpose.